You're listening to Inspiration Dissemination. It's May 6th, 2018. My name is Lillian Paget-Cobb, and I'm joined by my co-host, Kristen Finch. We are excited tonight to be joined by Francisco Guerrero from the College of Forestry. We are doing a slightly different format tonight, and we wanted to speak with Francisco before he leaves this summer to be a AAAS Mass Media Fellow for CNN Español in Miami. We will also be rebroadcasting Franco's interview from 2015 at 7 p.m., so listen up for that.
Yeah, so Franco, if you want to go ahead and start by telling us a little bit about the AAAS Mass Media Fellowship and what that is.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me today. And the AAAS, the American Association for Advancement of Science, which is they are the publishers of the journal Science. They annually run this, I would say, large-scale experiment where they take scientists from the lab and they put them in the newsroom with not a lot of experience, just to learn how to tell stories in a complete different language, in a complete different code or format of communication. So it's really a 10 weeks experience, but for many of them, probably it's the start of a career as science journalists.
And so the fellowship for you specifically, what agency were you placed with, and what are going to be some of your responsibilities?
Well, the fellowship actually has a lot of options when you apply. You apply directly with AAAS, and then they offer to you different possibilities that go from the Discovery Magazine or the Smithsonian Magazine or even NPR. In my case, I was offered to work with CNN Español, so I was really excited when they told me about that, because it's going to be basically not only about scientific writing and communicating to a broad audience, but also I'm going to get the opportunity to work in the kind of backstage on producing one of the TV shows that they have that is called Vive la Salud, or like Enjoy Your Health or something like that. That would be kind of the translation, yeah.
And so how does science come into that then? Like, what kind of science stories are you going to be writing about?
Well, they have a variety of topics, but one of the ideas that they had, and actually I think that was thinking about that topic that got me this position with them, was the impact of climate change on health. They're really interested in, you know, in Miami area, because they have really intense heat waves in the summer, and they want to understand how the community can be even more resilient when these things happen, and what can they do in terms of being more proactive to improve their health. Yeah,
that's interesting. So I was wondering, do you have a background in this sort of area of, you know, TV or writing extensively, or is this a new experience for you?
Well, this is kind of a dream that is coming true somehow, because I always wanted to be part of a science and TV and production, and I never had the opportunity. But when it came to OSU, I had the chance of getting involved into different venues for science communication. So the first one was like 3 years ago exactly today, May 6th in 2015. I was participating in the 3-minute thesis competition, and I think that was the start for me. And then after that, I got more interested into how to tell stories or science storytelling, and started writing a little bit, but not too much. I'm basically mostly putting all this knowledge to the service of my other fellow grad students at OSU through workshops. And for this fellowship, I had to write 2 pieces, and one of the pieces I wrote previously for the Pacific version of the ComSciComm, which is a large conference for science communicators. So I had that one ready, and then I had to write another piece related to the research of my advisor. So yes, I was kind of exposed to it, but it was all at the same time sort of new for me to all this writing.
Okay, so you sort of described what the application required, which was the 2 writing samples. Was there anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a highly competitive process. They end up having like 200 applicants from across the country, from different universities like Harvard, Princeton, like everywhere. And they had to narrow it down at the beginning. I think the AAAS people, they select the pool of applicants based on the ratings on their writings. And after that, you have an interview with the coordinator of the AAAS fellowship. And after that, she put you in contact with the place you might be potentially working. And then you have another interview with them. And then after that, they decide who is going to go for which site.
Wow. So it's very intense. And yeah. you also have to rely on recommendations as well.
Definitely.
So coordinating with them, making sure they're going to come through on a recommendation.
Yeah, and it's not even like, normally this typical letter, they ask specific questions. They send a link to your references, and they have to answer questions like, how you think this person could be supported by this specific agency? What are the qualities this person have or experience in specific science communication? So you really want to know which are going to be your references and that they're going to be, have knowledge about your experience in the fellowship.
And so what do you think put you over the top as like, how did you crawl your way to the top of the applicants pile, do you think? What set you apart from these folks from across the country?
It's really difficult to know that, because it's somehow a blind competition. But I think there was something during the interview process that I said that was really related to to the pathway that I've built professionally, which is related to the relationship between the environment and resilience in communities. How can we be better or stronger in the face of adversity, basically related to climate change? I mentioned that was one of my interests. And interestingly, this year, CNN Español, they decided to have that focus for the show. So it was just like being in the right place at the right moment. And that was a really cool lesson that I learned there. Because sometimes, when the processes are so competitive, you are like, you want to be the best. But in this case, it was probably more about being the right fit for the position.
Mm-hmm. And that's really an interesting point. And also that when you got to that point of actually speaking with the representative from CNN, there were still a few people who you had to sort of vie out that spot against, right? So there's that first process and then that second filtering step where they do establish if you're the right fit, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what are some of your like personal goals for this fellowship, and how do you think this really fits into the timeline of your PhD and your career path?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hope my advisor is not listening right now. He's been really supportive. He was, I think, one of the happiest person that when he learned about my this opportunity. So I'm in the process of finishing. I'm expecting to defend in fall term. And so I have to go there and work intensively for these 10 weeks, but probably I might have to keep my eyes, open into my research too. So looking into what I'm doing. So my effort or my goals with this experience with CNN are a little bit different from the overall purpose of the fellowship, which is normally mostly directed to writing. Here, I'm going to have not only the opportunity to do the writing part, but also participating in TV production for the show. And I really wanted to know that. I really wanted to know how you take a scientific finding from the pages of a scientific journal that is going to be read just by us, grad students, basically, and then put it this finding into a TV screen that is going to be seen by millions of people. So that was something that I always was curious about, and that's something that I'm going to put all my energy into learning too.
One thing I was wondering is, do you know at this point what the writing expectation is? How many pieces you're going to be writing per week or for the entire time you're there?
Yeah, well, as I said, that the expectation normally for the typical fellow is could be like 17 to 20 pieces in 10 weeks. So it's almost like two pieces per week, and they have to what they call pitch, like kind of advertise the idea that they have mm-hmm. with the editors. In my case, probably it's going to be a lower number because a lot of the writing and a lot of the research I'm going to be doing is to support the TV show. So probably I'm going to get like maybe 10, 12 pieces plus the work that I'm going to have with the Vive la Salud program.
So I was wondering, do you have sort of a specific goal in mind with your science communication that sort of ties together with your research that you're hoping to accomplish, maybe through the skills that you learn with this opportunity and moving forward?
A more long-term goal?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things I'm more excited about science communication is actually helping other scientists to be better science communicators. And for that, you need to have the whole picture, you know, like the whole thread of the process that goes from the journal, as I said, to the TV screen. So that's one thing that I want to know very well so I can show to other people, to other scientists, how this process works. And also, I think CNN is going to be kind of a golden key for me in Colombia when I have to go back to my Colombia in like 2 years. And one of the projects that I have in mind going back there is getting street storytellers and putting them together with scientists to tell stories about science. And I'm going to need venues for these stories to be heard by people and to be seen by people. And as I said, having this golden key with CNN, I think it's going to open a lot of doors for me with the media in Colombia. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Awesome. And have you had any major takeaways about this application process, kind of coming into this fellowship? Any takeaways that we can remind you of after the fellowship is over and you come back and talk to us again? Any takeaways that you've learned so far in the process?
Maybe actually at the beginning, when I had a lot of difficulties applying for this fellowship, actually, the day I was submitting the application, my girlfriend got appendicitis. We were in Colombia. We were in the surgery room basically waiting for her. And the deadline was coming. And I just, we decided that, yeah, this is something that you wanted. This is something that you've been looking for. And then I was filling in the application and the deadline was closing basically that midnight. So I was sitting in front of the computer and I was just like, maybe it's not going to happen, but I'm going to do my best because if maybe there's a window of opportunity. And at midnight, I got an email saying like, because you've gotten this far in the application, we're going to give you 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
So, and then we actually next day when she was kind of recovering, she was proofreading my writings and I could submit it. And I could submit my application. So the takeaway from that one was like, you know, if you want something, even if you feel like the difficulties are just coming back to, you know, at you, keep doing it, you know, keep going because you don't know which window of opportunity is going to open and then you can get through. And the other thing that I told you before was like, for all these competitive processes, you know, we are in the grad school and we feel that we need to find a job and maybe we need to be the best in our field. But this is a lot of, this has been related a lot to my personal choices and my personal journey that I started with after the 3MT and being myself, you know, being myself opened the door for me with CNN Español. And then being myself was basically for them being the right fit for that position. So that was a really huge takeaway for me from this process.
Definitely. Well, thanks so much, Franco. I think that we are all very excited to hear and see you on CNN Espanol potentially, or at least see your name come up as a contributor to CNN Espanol. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, and then look forward to talking to you after you come back and can debrief us on your experience there.
Yes. And so any last words for the inspiration dissemination before you head on your journey?
No, just like thank you again for having me over here today. And yeah, please remember for the next 10 weeks, starting on June 9th, I'll be writing science stories at CNN. So shoot me emails. Let me know everything that you think could be relevant, a story that deserves, you know, more attention. And yeah, I'll try to make it happen too.
Yep, we'll add Franco's contact information to the blog post at blogs.oregonstate.edu/inspiration, and you can hit him with the questions. He's also on Twitter, and if you follow us on Twitter at KBVRID, then you'll find him among our tweets. So this is KBVR Corvallis. You are tuned into 88.7 FM, and this is Inspiration Dissemination. We're going to have a short break, and then we're going to come back with Franco's episode on Inspiration Dissemination from 2015. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.